You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I am your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I am Alex Mitchell.
You are, indeed, and I don't know.
Let's just start the show.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
Be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Oh, oh, Dodson. Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No, no.
What are wizards, Alex?
They are people that can practice sorcery, spells, shamanism, I guess, to some extent.
See, but shamans, I feel like shamans are different from wizards.
Because they use, like, natural shit.
By the way, this isn't going to be a research episode, by the way. Because I did fuck all research with this, because I'm just like, I'm going to talk about what I know about wizards.
So, arguably the most famous wizard is Merlin. I mean, I
would have said that.
But, I mean, in literature, though,
like, I would have said that a few, like, maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, so now you're saying it's Dumbledore?
No, it's Harry Potter.
Oh, well.
Wizard. He's a
See, when I'm thinking wizards...
You're a wizard, Harry.
When I'm thinking of wizards, I'm thinking of old dudes with
big
hats. Yeah, but
wizards, like, those little kids are wizards.
That's the thing I don't like about that, is that when I was asking you, like, how do I define a wizard, like, yeah, by that logic, Harry's basic knowledge of magic would still make him a wizard, even though I've come to understand that wizard is, like, a big title that you've earned. Like,
is it? Because...
Not in Harry Potter, but in every other kind of thing, it's sort of...
It seems to be... Okay, so, according to... let's look at the definition.
Do you consider Obi-Wan Kenobi to be a wizard?
No, he's a fucking Jedi Knight.
But he functions as a wizard.
No, he doesn't.
Storyline-wise?
No, he's not a wizard. I don't understand why everyone's like, he's a grand space wizard and, like magic. I took from the magic and I gave it to him. No, he's not a fucking wizard. Where's his spells and his the Force isn't magic.
It kind of is.
No,
it's space magic.
Spiritual.
But let's be honest, though. Like, come on.
It's spiritual, bro. It's also midichlorians. If you want to, like, get, like, real with this. So,
technical.
A wizard is a man who has magical powers, especially in legends and fairy tales. a help feature of software packages that automates complex tasks by asking a user a series of easy-to-answer questions. I'm not shitting you. In adjective form, it's wonderful or excellent.
See, I know that wasn't fake. I knew that was real. But it's weird to hear Anakin say that, because it doesn't... It's like no one else says
Wait,
that.
What are you talking about?
Wizard.
When does Anakin say wizard?
In the first movie. That's pretty
No,
wizard.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
Yeah, look it up.
No, but he really says that...
Or one of his friends does, but I know that it's like...
He says Slimo.
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 It's Slimo.
It's not.
It sucks to be you, Slimo, or something like that.
Nope.
Or fuck you, Slimo.
Anyways.
He tells Sebulba that. Sebulba Daffy. He says, fuck you, Slimo. This is my pod racing now. It's time for pod racing. Exact lines from the movie. So, wizard, according to the scholarly site UrbanDictionary.com, James B.
Go on.
Is a 30-year-old
Read
virgin.
It.
James became 30 on February 2nd, 2012, and was still a virgin. He was now a wizard, and so he decided to post the definition on Urban Dictionary.
All right, there you go. That's
funny. Yeah, wizard is also a term for someone who has never had sex.
Yes.
And is over the age of 30. A term, it's also about marijuana, apparently.
I didn't know that.
Damn.
So, who are your favorite wizards?
Who are my favorite wizards? That's a good question. I'm trying to think.
Is Voldemort a wizard?
He's a dark wizard.
Okay.
He ams the black wizards.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's an evil wizard. Sorcerer. Wait, is he a sorcerer?
Sorcerer always sounds... See...
It's because it's the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. No, it's a Philosopher's
Yes, Stone. It is. Do they actually use Sorcerer in Harry Potter?
That in order? The American version.
No, in the book, do they?
In the American version.
That's weird. But then they
that start, is weird.
But then they start calling it Philosopher's in the book following, don't
they? Because they stop giving a shit, I think.
So then, so technically...
Canon term is Philosopher's Stone.
But in Harry Potter, is the term Sorcerer ever actually used outside of that first book?
I think it probably has, but I mean, I don't know.
Like... What the fuck? See,
that's already weird enough talking about it. And I hate the, you Americans are so stupid, you don't know what a philosopher is.
What the fuck accent is that?
I don't know, it's just a voice.
I'm from England. This is how we talk in merry old England.
That's not, okay, what are you doing?
That's what you were doing.
No, but I'm just saying that you're making, it's a voice that I'm making fun of.
Hello, I am the Queen of England.
Gandalf.
Gandalf's a...
He's a wizard.
He is. In Middle-earth terms, he's a wizard.
Yeah.
And Middle-earth wizards are a little bit different from normal wizards.
Yeah, because they're like beings. They're like...
Yeah, they're not humans who learn magic, or they're not like angels or anything.
So you have him, you have Saruman, Radagast. Yeah. I don't know the other two.
Yeah, they're a different race. How do you pronounce it? Maiar or whatever?
Something like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're incredibly powerful compared to what we think of.
Is Tom Bombadil a wizard?
Tom Bombadil is not anything. He's outside of everything. Like, he can, like, unmake and make reality. He's very dangerous.
He could have stopped everything.
So I'm looking at, like, Ranker's 100 famous witches and wizards.
Okay,
and,
let's...
Well, no, wizards, occultists, and mystics.
Okay.
And some of the...
See, an occultist doesn't sound like a wizard.
Like, Madea is number 4.
What?
Not Tyler Perry's okay. Madea. But yeah, you have, like legit people who, like, said they practice magic. Heraclitus.
Oh, so these are real people.
Yeah, I guess. Like, fucking Plato? What the fuck? And Ptolemy? Solomon? Virgil? The Witch of Endor?
The wrestler Virgil?
Yeah, yes. They're popes are on. Gerald Fitzgerald. Robert Marshall. Merlin's number 33 on this list next to Morgan Le Fay. How...
Morgana Le Fay being on there is fine.
And Nicholas Flamel is 35.
That's... Okay.
Michael Scott is 38.
What? See, this is a
okay. No. There's another man named Michael Scott in the 1100s.
Okay.
But the image that it sourced is the Michael Scott. Oh my god. So here's so when you go on Wikipedia, search wizard, and you go to the actual page about wizards, it turns it into magician, which enters a whole new realm because magician.
Aren't those the people that
pull rabbits out of their hats?
Pro wrestlers, essentially, of magic.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, it's like, you can't call Harry Houdini a magician because he was an escape artist.
Yeah.
Scot-free. And then but he also did some illusions, but that wasn't his main thing. Illusionist. It's a weird world. It's a weird world with different definitions. Favorite magicians? I mean, no.
Joe Bluth.
Wizards. We're talking about wizards here. These people who know magic. But see, what makes a wizard a wizard? That's the thing. Are you... But then what's a sorcerer? Sorcerer sounds evil.
But it's not. Yen Sid's not evil.
Is he a sorcerer? Oh, the sorcerer's apprentice.
Yeah.
But he's definitely a wizard.
Yes.
He's got a wizard hat.
He does have
maybe
a wizard.
Maybe they're just interchangeable terms.
I think they are, but warlocks are different. Because warlocks are arcane.
Warlocks are actual evil.
Yeah.
Like, my idea of a warlock is they draw their powers from some dark void.
Yeah.
Whereas a sorcerer or a wizard draws their powers from, the cosmos and from,
So, Mordo and shit like that, he's, a sorcerer. He's a warlock, would you say, right? From...
Yeah, Baron Mordo?
From Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I would go with that. this is Wikipedia list of... Magician.
He's Sorcerer Supreme. I mean,
yes, he's the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
But then again, he also draws some of his powers from darker aspects and shit.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, it's like
he's weird because this shit seems more spacey than mystical.
Well, no, that's the movie.
Okay,
that's the movie.
Well, why'd they do that?
because the Marvel movies have to make things more cosmic, space, science-y. Because for some reason, magic is like, people won't believe it. It's magic.
You don't so where's Iron Fist from? Not New York. I mean, where...
Kunlun?
Yeah, what's that? That's just another realm of existence?
There's, like, there's magic there, kind of. Okay. Kung Fu magic style stuff.
See, I don't get this. Like,
yeah, and, like, I don't... Yeah. Yeah. There's magic is a thing that exists in fiction, not in reality.
You don't know that. It could be real.
There's no magic. Magic's not real.
The magic's dead, maybe.
It's there's a, Zordon is listed on here. Wow.
It's weird, yeah, because his shit's like science and magic. Like the, you know what?
Ivan Ooze calls him an old wizard.
Huh?
Doesn't Ivan Ooze call him an old wizard?
In the movie.
The old wizard!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't... don't talk about that movie.
Is Lord Zed... I mean, not, is Zordon a wizard?
Kind of.
Jafar.
Jafar becomes a...
He's a sorcerer, isn't he?
Sorcerer, yeah. An all-powerful sorcerer, yeah.
Ursula the Sea Witch.
Her shit feels more like shaman shit, though, where she uses powders and...
What? Why? That's alchemy and shit.
Alchemy, then, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
What's wrong with, like, herbology? They teach that
nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it doesn't feel like magic.
No, what do you mean? Magic couldn't be done with, like herbs and spices and stuff. And
potions and...
Yeah, okay. So, like, in Harry Potter, they do that shit. It doesn't always all have to be, like...
Wands and... Yeah, I know. You know? That's the whole point. There's a potions class and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, see, like, you're a different kind of wizard.
But that feels more like witch stuff, where it's, like... Big cauldron pot of
witch,
like,
is just the female
version. I know, but there's like,
but then again, a witch, a warlock, but see, there are all these interchangeable terms.
See, okay, the witches in Macbeth, right?
Yeah,
they're like, they're prophesizers and they do a
prophet.
No, because they give
you just pulled a George W. Bush.
No, because I don't consider
they're prophesizers.
I don't think a prophet is the same
thing. They're prophets. They're oracles.
Oracle, yeah, okay, let's go with that.
Prophesizers.
Yeah, they do that. And then they got a...
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And no, because there's one where he goes back in time and he fights the Black Knight.
Oh, Shazam. Yeah, the Wizard Shazam. We're talking about Captain Marvel.
Shazam looks like a classic wizard.
He's got a hat.
Well, okay, but he's got the big beard.
He also looks like a god, kind of, how they show him in, like...
Kind of like Zeus a bit.
Yeah, Dr. Fate, Bobbity from Dragon Ball Z.
And Bibbidi, too.
Yeah, see? They got... There's lots of Dungeons & Dragons got wizards. The Wizard of Oz has a wizard. Kind of, you know, he's
more... No, he's not a real wizard.
It's true. You know, he's an illusionist. Wait,
does he actually have powers?
No, he's an illusionist. Like, he's a wizard in the sense of, like...
The witches in that movie have powers, though.
Yes. But he's like an illusionist. He's a really good illusionist. Is the Wiz a wizard?
Yeah, I think.
He's good.
I haven't seen it.
He has good deals.
I've never seen it.
The Wiz.
Oh.
Damn it. I'm the Wiz. But he didn't wear a king's hat?
Yes.
Why is he the Wiz if he's a king's hat?
I don't know. Don't try to find logic in that show.
That's really weird. I never thought of that, actually. Yeah, there's a shitload of fucking wizards.
Of course.
I don't. It's a weird topic to talk about because it's like, I know that there's dudes out there who are obsessed with fucking wizarding and wizards and shit. The word wizard is weird to say. Like after a while,
it loses its meaning.
You know, the word wizards are like to. You know how in modern culture, a lot of nerdy shit has become really cool and like hip and sexy or whatever the fuck. Wizards?
No.
I feel like wizards are always going to be that thing that people laugh at. Like,
because, unless it's Harry Potter stuff.
See, but I feel like no one actually calls the Harry Potter stuff wizardry. Like, they say it's like, everyone always uses the word magic or like...
I've heard wizardry before.
But like,
but it's witchcraft and wizardry.
No one ever like talks about Harry Potter's a really good wizard. They're just like... You know, wizard is something people can stay away from, I feel like, the word wizard.
Because you think of old dudes with big hats and shit.
And there's something really hokey and corny about it.
It's the one thing that can't really be sexualized, is it?
Like...
It's an old...
Like, it just... Yeah, the imagery it evokes, and also it's like... people make fun of people by saying, like people call other people wizard, but like in a joking term, you fucking computer wizard or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like dragons have become cool.
Yeah.
Witches also. Warlocks can be cool.
The word just sounds cool.
Yeah, sorcerer sounds cool.
Wizard doesn't sound cool.
You're a wizard!
It's because of that stupid meme, it doesn't help either.
You picture a guy in a giant beard with like
a big hat.
A blue.
And like a big, like a staff.
A bluish purple, a pointy hat. And it's like, it's kind of embarrassing. But, like, that's not to say that there aren't powerful wizards.
Like, have you ever noticed, like, LARPers and shit? Like, they never pick, like, a full wizard. They always, oh, no, I'm a sword and staff kind of guy. Like,
yes.
I'm a warrior, but I have magic or something like that. Like,
oh, God. I don't know.
How many wizards do you think are at Comic-Con right now?
There's probably a few wizards.
Like, classic, big pointy hat and beard?
Oh, dude, no, they're dressed like as Gandalf or, like... Or Saruman or, like... Not Dumbledore, maybe there's some, like, dude dressed as Dumbledore.
Have you ever noticed, like, in, like, cartoons and TV shows, whenever they depict cosplayers, they're never dressed as something... There's always going to be one guy dressed as that wizard.
Yes.
But you're not going to see that at Comic-Con. You're going to see, like, cosplay of different characters and shit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
The Wizard King. Whoa. Yeah, there's weird terms that, like... What's the Wizard King? Apparently it's from... Oh, it's a fairy tale called The Wizard King.
Oh, okay.
See, but
that sounds cool, but then if you read it, it's probably just, like... A guy in a big pointy hat with a big...
I can't take you seriously if you're called a wizard. I don't know why. Like,
And the term sounds like, oh, that old wizard. Like, you know, like, yeah, it doesn't...
Oh, shit, they do say that in Star Wars.
They do, yes!
He says an old hermit.
I'm pretty sure he calls him a wizard.
He doesn't say, Luke, don't you go over that fucking old wizard's house. He's gonna cornhole you. I don't think he says that.
They do say Vader's sorcerer's ways, though.
Your sorcerous ways, Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, do they say wizard in Star Wars? I
think they do.
That's a weird thing. I'm just getting Wizard of the Coast bullshit. Wow. Oh, wait. This is so wizard, Annie. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Episode 1. Rock wizard on Wikipedia. The fuck? The rock wizard. Oh, shit. It's from the Ewok cartoon or whatever. The Rock Wizard is a powerful wizard who lived in the Force Wood of Endor. Oh god, that's a big giant rock.
What does Luke say that 3PO is? A great and powerful sorcerer?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he said he's a great and powerful wizard, it's like...
Maybe he does, and I just don't remember that line. I feel like you just don't want wizard to be in Star Wars.
It sounds goofy. It's a goofy Wizards are goofy as shit to me. You know what? I think it doesn't help that Disney made wizards, like, really goofy to me.
And they made Goofy pretty goofy, too.
It's because of, Sword in the Stone. Merlin is goofy as shit.
He was the genie before the genie was the genie.
Yeah. Yes, and now the genie is Will Smith. So that happened to say. I mean, yeah, the genie is Will Smith.
Genie, does he count as a wizard?
No, he's a fucking djinn. Like, another type of creature that does magic.
Practice magic.
Does magic.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to practice it, they just have it in them.
You know what I mean, practice. Perform.
It's different. It's like, it's just, they bend...
When doctors practice medicine, they're not, like, you know what I mean?
No. See, doctors need to learn this shit. Djinn are just born with it. It's like,
fear the djinn.
It's like, no one is born with the ability to shoot guns really well. You know?
Yeah, okay.
It's like...
That's a bit different, though. That's like tech.
No. Djinns are born straight up with the ability to just fucking manipulate reality. That's what they do. They're reality warpers.
Okay.
They can do horrible, horrible shit. But, yeah, Will Smith's playing the genie. Because, you know, when you think of really fast talking and, like, goofy fun, you think of Will Smith.
Well, I used to.
Even when he was funny Will Smith, he wasn't, like, mile-a-minute, like, jokey Will Smith. Like...
This is gonna suck, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, what do you think of the guy who's playing Aladdin?
It's all right.
Yeah, and the girl who's playing Jasmine.
Okay.
There's already an uproar about it.
I understand why, because she doesn't really look
like... It's not because of that. It's because she's Indian.
Well, that too.
And they got an issue with that. They're like, why didn't you make her this nondescript place that the actual story is based in China? But let's just... So there's a lot of weird shit surrounding this movie. Is it going to be good? I don't think it is. Yeah, it might be. But Will Smith. That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Can he play a genie? Can he play the genie?
Tim Burton's directing Dumbo.
I don't know what the fuck that's... That makes no sense to me.
Well, that pink elephant shit's going to be crazy, though.
Yeah, but it's Dumbo. You know, I don't like Dumbo, though.
I don't watch that movie.
Timothy the fucking rat.
He's a mouse.
Isn't he a rat?
He's a mouse.
That's weird.
Is Chucky a mouse or a rat? Wait. Cheese. Charles Entertainment Cheese. Is he a mouse or
a rat?
Rat. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, this rumor just popped up.
Okay.
Channing Tatum is sought after for Dark Universe to play Van Helsing. So, Dark Universe is still
going. So, you went from Hugh Jackman... Well, you went from... Peter Cushing, right? Didn't he play...
Van Helsing? Wait.
Not the same kind of Van Helsing, wait, though.
Was it... Yeah, it was Peter Cushing. Yeah, okay.
Okay, then you went to Hugh Jackman with the actionized the
was
shit.
It Basil... It wasn't Basil Rathbone.
I mean, they probably both played him at one point.
Yeah.
And then Channing Tatum, which is fine. I like Channing Tatum in 21 Jump Street and all that. He's funny, but do you want a funny guy to play?
I don't know. This whole Dark Universe thing is...
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's... He's really eyed to... This isn't a joke. It's everywhere. Not a joke. Wow.
They're making a One Piece live action produced by the guy that did Prison Break. Because when you think of One Piece, you think of Prison Break.
You know what? I don't like to shit on, like, choices anymore, though, simply because...
Yeah, you know what, that's true.
Because the Russos proved everyone wrong.
That's one case, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, damn, did they prove everyone wrong. It's like, I remember when it was first announced, like, these assholes would make Community episodes doing Captain America? What the fuck is Marvel thinking?
That is a really weird choice, I will
and
say
it paid off. Shazam will be the next DC film now, and he's the director, officially.
Okay, cool.
So... Hey, after Aquaman, and then there's also rumors going around Ben Affleck might not be playing Batman anymore.
You know what?
It keeps happening.
He's got too many issues going on with him right now.
But
that movie's not gonna be happening anytime soon. So whatever.
I don't know. There's lots of weird rumors.
They threw out the script.
Yeah, he threw out the script. He's not directing anymore. Yeah.
Oh, now he's not directing now?
Dude, he hasn't been.
Matt Reeves?
No, Matt Reeves is directing.
Oh, okay.
But Affleck was...
Oh, no,
was
I know. Well, yeah, he's so busy with rehab right now.
I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, back to wizards, I guess. And the genie is not a wizard. I think he dressed as a wizard once.
Did he?
He turned into a bunch of shit. I think he turned into a wizard, like a stereotype wizard.
Probably in the cartoon also.
Can you stereotype a wizard?
Yeah, hat, beard,
but
robes.
Like, that's an occupation, not a race. Unless you're talking about, like...
You could stereotype a dentist. You could stereotype a doctor.
I don't think you... Stereotypes... Well...
Yeah, you could...
Stereotypes...
Like, you could stereotype a plumber.
Stereotypes is culture, and, like groups, and...
You just sound like an anti-dentite.
do occupations count, like...
Yeah, of course. Cops... You could totally stereotype occupations.
I mean, it just doesn't sound as serious. It's like...
No, it doesn't, but...
You're making fun of a job.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Then it depends on the job you're making fun of,
I guess. It really does.
Like, because if you stereotype a guard... But you're not... When you stereotype a gardener, you're being racist because you're stereotyping a race, usually.
Yeah, because the gardener's just there to do a quick job and leave.
Like, you're not picking fun of the profession. You're picking fun of the person who has the profession.
Yeah.
But like a dentist, like, or a doctor, I feel like you're not...
A cop. A soldier.
I guess?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing. But stereotyping, it's a wizard. They're not...
Well, I feel like being a cop and being a soldier is different than being a... Like a
okay,
doctor. Because to me, a doctor, that's like a job, whereas... like,
whoa, be careful what you're about to say.
Like, with cops and soldiers, that feels more like,
what?
Like a life, kind of. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what?
That feels, because that is, like,
doctors, their, that's their life, too.
No, but it's not the same thing.
What do you mean? They're always, you
get,
on call.
They get to go home and relax.
No, most of the time they don't. Most of the time they're fucking in the trenches on call, man.
I guess.
Yeah. Man, you just talk shit on doctors. Horrible. But wizards are fake.
Oh, yeah. So, there's no point. I don't know why.
Can you stereotype something fictional?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's...
like owls being smart and shit. That's not real, but we...
owls are real.
No, but them being wise and shit,
no,
that's...
No, but that, again, this is... wizards are not real.
But owls being wise isn't a real thing. That's not a thing that's in fiction.
That's a thing in reality that people say about owls.
But why? They're not smarter than any other creature, really.
Owls. That's not true. Some animals are smarter than
Yeah, but they're not, like, incredibly ancient...
Dolphins are pretty smart.
That's different. Dolphins are very smart.
How do you know how smart an owl actually is?
Because they're just owls. They don't really, like, you know...
Dude, they catch field mice and
everything mice. Catches something, unless it's at the very
these
bottom.
These can catch tiny little bugs and field mice at night. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them wise sages.
What's
a sage?
A sage could be just a wise dude.
Because I've also heard that could be a... Oh, no, that's a mage. Never mind.
Okay, but here's the thing. These are still real. A wizard... The only real wizards are just... weird assholes who are like, oh, I know magic. Like, and but they don't. They're just like weird fucking weirdos, like Aleister Crowley. Like,
yeah.
We're connected to the devil, yeah. So, orgy parties, orgy.
Is that really how his voice is?
Probably. I mean, he's an old English guy. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't stereotype a wizard. Like, when you tell Aleister Crowley, like, where's your fucking pointy hat, Aleister?
It would be a good point to bring up.
I feel
up.
Like you're just bullying at that point.
You are. And maybe he'd be sad if you did that to him.
Like, you can't stereotype a wizard or a magician. Wait, can no, magicians are real, though. That's a real profession.
Yeah.
But are there stereotypes against magicians?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is pulling a rabbit out of the hat a stereotype?
I feel it is.
Or is it just something...
You could stereotype, like, wrestlers and shit. That's a profession.
How do you stereotype a wrestler?
They're all a bunch of dumb morons that like to pump muscle and shit. And
I guess. I take issue with, like, stereotypes that's not pertaining to, like, important shit.
I guess.
It always seems just so, like, you're stereotyping me.
It's not that they're crying about it. It's just like, hey, you know, it's not how we all are.
Maybe, I don't know. It's weird, but wizards are not real.
Okay, could you stereotype a biker? That's not a profession.
That's not true. It sometimes is a profession.
Is it?
That, dude, if you're a Mongol or a Hell's Angel, something.
Oh.
Sometimes that's what you do. You like, or you like run drugs or you run guns.
Yeah, okay.
And you're a biker for life.
Okay. 1% or so. So then, yeah, that's a life and a profession. And you can stereotype
that. I guess you can.
But don't they feed into the stereotype, though? Don't they love that shit?
Okay, now you're...
I don't know. That's what I've read.
So now you're getting, like close to being prejudiced towards bikers.
I'm not... No, bikers are cool. My parents, they did a Sturgis... They went to Sturgis one time. I don't know why. They weren't even planning on it, but...
And there was bikers.
That's where the bikers meet up.
Which bikers?
I don't know, bikers.
Which bikers?
The ones that just do it for fun.
I wonder if there's any wizard bikers.
What is...
Santa rides a motorcycle sometimes.
What does Ghost Rider do?
Oh, shit. Is Santa a wizard?
Oh. He's got a hat. He's got a beard.
Wait, but isn't he an elf?
He's old.
He's like an elf man.
But are elves wizards?
Elves no man. It's either a different race, though. But then again, Lord of the Rings wizards are a different race. But that's... Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, in Harry Potter, wizards aren't humans. They're a different race.
What?
They're not humans.
That's weird. I know. No.
Yeah, yes. In Harry, it's like mutants. Mutants aren't humans. They're mutants. They're muties. They're homo superior.
So if you're like... So, wait, okay, is that true? Really?
In Harry Potter...
Because I know that Hermione's parents are nomads, right? So they...
Don't you fucking use Nomadge. Don't you fucking do that. Don't make that catch on.
What's wrong with
Muggles?
That?
It's just fucking Muggles.
Hey, we're Nomadge,
no,
right?
No, that is... She when she came up with that shit, was being lazy as fuck.
I like it. It's
Nomadge. Oh, that sounds like so, like posh. It sounds more English than Muggle. Like, oh, look at that Nomadge over there. Oh, you don't have magic.
When
Nomadge.
You put it like that, it does.
It sounds posh as fuck.
So anyways, Hermione's parents are Muggles,
okay,
right?
Okay, so here's the thing, yes. Okay, think of it like this. At one point in humanity, there was Cro-Magnons and there was Neanderthal.
Okay.
Both humans, technically. No, they weren't humans. The Cro-Magnons are humans. Both of the same lineage. They were able to fuck still. They were able to mingle and shit. And that's how, like, that there's inbreeding that happened. So, what wizards are, or what muties are...
Don't say muties.
Or what, you know, wizards and muggles and shit. It's separate. It's a branch. It's a branch of this common ancestor at one point. But it split off.
So how does Hermione know magic, then?
Because one of her parents...
They weren't, though.
Oh, fuck. How the fuck does that work in Harry Potter, then?
It doesn't make sense. That's what I've always thought.
Unless maybe an ancestor...
So, how come...
Oh, no, it does work. It's because it's blood. It's blood. Again, this goes to the fact that they're different races. Somewhere in the lineage, there was a wizard. So there's someone who could make magic.
That annoys me how, like, Harry's aunt was... knows about magic, but doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But her sister, like, was able to do magic.
That's because the world of Harry Potter is fucked up and very, like, they believe in segregation. It's like,
yeah.
Harry Potter is very pro-segregation.
Yes, I know.
It's kind of weird. The lesson that J.K. Rowling kind of teaches us is that if you're different, hide it from the world.
All right.
Oh my God, it's Pa Kent. It's Pa Kent's philosophy. Stop, Invincible Son. That's what it is. Like, the world doesn't need to know that you know magic.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, they couldn't get a sniper to, like, take out Voldemort or something.
Like what's the... Well, of course that would work, but... What is the point of hiding your... Like, it's just like, we're just gonna have our magic world to ourselves and, but we're not gonna do anything serious with it. Like, they don't want to be, like...
But if Voldemort's invading, like, Britain and shit, then
take away Voldemort from the equation, and it's just a bunch of fucking assholes who are just like, we have magic powers and we live in a different world. Ooh.
I feel like people would get jealous and angry about that.
I just...
If they knew about it.
So, like, muties.
Yeah.
But then again, the wizards could easily enslave humanity, which is what Voldemort wanted to do. I mean, he had the right idea. I mean...
Why?
No, I mean... In terms of if you had that much magic power, why not?
Why? What for? Then you gotta manage two things in your life.
Then you just fucking wipe them out.
What's the point?
What's the point of, like, these people who are like, they got nukes and shit, and it's like, just fucking get rid of them.
Fucking.
Wipe them off the planet. Magic forever.
Because then Voldemort would probably use those shits too and, like, nuke.
Why would he need to use nukes? He has magic.
Magic's not that powerful.
Come, were you being serious?
It's not as powerful as a nuke.
Dude.
It'll burn Voldemort.
I'm pretty
alive.
Sure he could, like, use a spell to when that nuke is coming to make it, like, go... He can apparate somewhere else or something. Accio nuke. Accio fat boy or whatever. Big boy. Wait, what is it? Fat
little
man?
Boy. Fat man and little
yes.
boy.
Yes. Accio fat man. I'll have it land on New York. See? No, but yeah, I mean, it's like mutants. It's like, I mean, it's kind of ballsy that humans try to go after them. It's like they got power.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. That's stupid.
Well, because most mutants are like, just like, deformed people. Like, that's
yeah.
Most mutants don't have cool powers and like aren't super sexy and like.
Yeah, I hate this. Like, oh, you got to embrace your powers, and it's like, yeah, I'm not a fucking beautiful piece of shit like you.
That's it's funny.
It's always the X-Men that always looks so nice, and they're always like, embrace your powers. It's okay to be a mutant.
We can't hide. It's like, yeah.
Meanwhile, you have like underdwellers and shit like that, like that are like have spikes.
Your skin's not made of semen. I'm so I
like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
That would be a horrible bow.
Yeah, it would be. It smells so bad.
Oh god. Luckily, wizards don't do that.
They could do that. Transmutate your skin into a bunch of.
Well, wizard powers seem to always fluctuate from being like super, super fucking powerful
to not very.
To like just mundane like parlor tricks.
Oh, I made this thing into a. I turned this giant spider and. He's got roller skates on or something.
Wait, no, that's Harry Potter wizardry.
Yeah.
But, like, classic, like, okay, so Merlin, let's go to the granddaddy of wizards. The wizard.
Yeah. The wizard. Court mage.
What?
He's the court wizard.
Oh, you said court mage. I was like, what?
Well, I mean, he is a mage and a wizard.
Is he a mage? You know what? I think a mage is something else. I'm pretty sure a mage does something different. A magician or learned person. A learned person. So, you don't even need no magic, you could be a mage.
So you could be a sage and a mage.
No, a sage, on the other hand...
Sagely advice.
A sage, besides being, like, something you eat...
Yeah, it's an herb.
Or is it herb? Herb? Herb?
Herb. I say herb.
Sage. It's a British multinational enterprise software.
Okay.
That's cool. Don't give me the... You know, whatever. But... that's the thing. So Merlin, part of King Arthur's court and all that shit.
Yeah.
A
kid in King Arthur's court.
It's a horrible movie. Don't watch it. He makes a Big Mac, but it's not really a Big Mac. It's just a fucking burger, but he calls it a Big Mac. What's this called, boy? It's a Big Mac.
Are we going to pick that for Plane Zero one day?
I hope not. I rewatched it, and it's fucking awful. Yeah, so Merlin, his wizardry... It's weird. It's not super powerful, but it's like he can disguise people.
Yeah.
Like, he could make Uther Pendragon look like someone else, and so Uther Pendragon can rape, I forgot who he raped, but it created King Arthur. It was like someone else's, it was another king's wife, and
that's his brother, right, or whatever, the,
who?
He's got a brother also, King Arthur.
Does
Jude
he?
Law.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That movie with
Charlie Hunnam. I'm talking about Excalibur, which is more based on the ones that feature King.
Hey, so the Sword, the Stone, and Excalibur are not the same thing, right?
What?
Are they not?
The Lady in the Lake created sword, and then it was
shut. And then she threw it into a stone?
No. Okay, so here's the problem.
They're two different ones, aren't they?
Here's the problem with Arthurian legend.
It don't make no sense.
Because there's so many fucking different versions of it. Because initially it was oral folklore. It was oral traditions. And then it got written down. And this asshole had his version. This asshole had his version. The one that's most widely known is the Lady in the Lake presented the sword.
Excalibur.
To Uther Pendragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Or sometimes to Merlin.
See, sometimes I've seen it as Arthur, too.
Well, no. Arthur pulled the sword from the stone. So, the version that I'm most comfortable with, that I think is the coolest, is the Excalibur version, of course. The movie, Excalibur.
With Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, I believe, is in a part of it. There's a lot of people.
That's First Night, isn't it? I'm thinking of First Night.
I don't know, but a lot of people cameo. There's Patrick Stewart's in a scene. Helen Mirren plays Morgana. Shows her boobs a lot. And this has the coolest version of Merlin. But the Lady in the Lake, the sword's given to Uther Pendragon. And at one point during a battle, like, he's fucking mortally wounded. And he fucking just jams the sword into the stone.
Yeah.
And who's ever worthy gets to pick it out.
Gets to be the King of England.
He's, like, worthy of being King of Camelot. Whatever.
Whoever can pull this sword out.
But then again, some of it is like, some of the Arthurian legend is he's the king of the Brits. Some it's the king of the Saxons. Some it's the fucking rock is a monster that holds the sword.
That's ridiculous.
That's one too. It's like, and Merlin's always there going like, you're gonna do it, dude, and I'll be your guy.
Yeah.
And he just, Merlin, what the fuck is the point of him?
What is the point?
I mean, think about it. It's just like...
Well, I've seen it in some where he has, like, a staff and it shoots, like, fireballs and shit.
Was Moses a wizard?
No. That's God helping him. He did not do any of that.
But he did. Yes, he did.
No, that was all God, wasn't it?
Wait. Didn't God bestow upon him the power to turn, like, shit into snakes or whatever?
That was the staff that he had.
Wait, no, didn't Ramses have a wizard?
He had Steve Martin and Martin Short were his court wizards.
No, I'm pretty sure he had a wizard, though.
I think he probably did, yeah.
So, is God a wizard?
No, God is everything. That's my understanding.
Jesus is a wizard, technically, then?
Kind of, yeah.
He made water into wine, walked on water, that's wizard shit.
Yeah.
But then he died. Wizards can die. Yeah, wizards can die.
Gandalf died.
Well, no, he didn't really die.
He came back.
No, but that's not dying what he did. It was, like, different. Like, they don't really die.
Saruman died.
Because
freaking the guy from Blue Velvet stabbed him in the back. And
he also got his shit taken away from him.
Like, he dropped that orb. And
he was stripped of
his powers.
He was stripped of what he was. And then he got fucking shanked in the back.
And then the hobbits defeated him, also.
Oh, that scene in the book is fucked.
Yeah.
All the hobbits started just fucking attacking him. Why didn't they have... Because it would have looked silly as shit.
What? Hobbit wizards?
No, a bunch of hobbits attacking a tall ass old man.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't make it.
So Moses wasn't a wizard, I guess.
No.
But see...
Well, they say he parted the Red Sea.
But see, what if wizards... Okay, wizards...
See, it's weird. No one ever says God part of the Red Sea for Moses. It's always Moses part of the Red Sea.
See, here's the thing. Wizards obtain their power from a higher source, usually.
Okay.
Or some essence, some, like... We don't ever say, like, they're not a wizard when they say, like, I'm some... This is from the High Mother or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Gaia or some shit. So...
Isn't that shaman shit?
Well, that's witchcraft, too, yeah, I guess. Okay. So if Moses gets his from God, isn't that technically wizard shit? I mean,
yeah, by definition.
Like the God force?
Yeah.
I mean, if that, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Moses is more famous than Merlin?
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Do people in China know who Moses is?
Do they know who Merlin is?
Do people? I don't know.
See, Lopan is a wizard.
Is he?
I believe so.
Is he sorcerer?
Aren't they the same thing, though? Didn't we kind of figure this out?
Who says, oh, that old sorcerer? He says that about what's his name? Egg Shen.
Yeah.
Egg Shen's a sorcerer. Lopen's a sorcerer, too. Yeah? Yeah, see, then there's Chinese magic and Japanese magic.
See,
then there's fucking Aztec magic and shit.
Yeah.
Man, wizards are everywhere.
They are.
Like... Why is it... That's weird. Can robots be wizards?
No.
You can have a robot wizard.
No.
Why can't robots make magic?
Because they're not real. They aren't...
Whoa! What the fuck did you just say?
They aren't, like...
Did you just...
They aren't real like us.
What does that mean?
They don't have flesh and... They don't have a soul.
What the... Why do you need a... I'm pretty sure a lot of wizards don't have souls, like, because they sold it to, like, the devil to make magic.
Yeah, but they had one to get one.
But they're still practicing magic. Why can't a robot fucking make
magic? Because he doesn't understand.
That's bull.
He can't tap into the life force.
You're stereotyping.
Robots are fine. They could have guns and lasers.
Why can't they practice magic?
Because that's just not how it
works.
That's
bullshit. You know what? Is there any robots in science fiction?
Robots that are wizards. Look it up.
Yeah.
Robots that are wizards.
Robots that are wizards. That's such shit if robots can't be wizards.
I think that's just one of those natural things that you just don't mix them.
I need a robot wizard. I want a robot wizard. I can't find anything about robot wizards.
Yeah, see?
Oh, I'm seeing pictures of robot wizards. Like, people just drew...
That doesn't count.
Why does that count?
Because there's no lore to it. It's just a picture.
Well, I mean, but that's... Look, wizardry is, in a lot of cases, just doing spells.
and incantations. Why can't a robot do an incantation and get... You know what? A robot, an artificial intelligence, could do a spell better than a human could.
It's too broken. It's not fair.
It's not about being fair. A robot could do it super precise to where it's like at 100% maximum spell casting.
It wouldn't use magic because it's not logical.
What the fuck? No.
To them, it's not. It goes against all laws of science.
If you make a program a robot to use magic?
Then yes, but that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
It just isn't.
Isn't it not fair that wizards can be wizards in the first place?
No, because they can't have super strong technical understanding of robotics and technology.
That's like you getting mad that a robot can shoot a gun better than a human. That's like you getting mad.
No, that's different. That's technology.
A robot can put a car better than they put a car.
That's technology. It's different.
So as soon as it comes to magic, that's not fair?
Yeah, that's my advantage over the robot.
Why? No, that's not your advantage because you need to be of a wizarding stock to do it.
If I am. But if I'm not, then no, I'm just a normal squib or a fucking...
You're not a wizard. You should only be mad if you're a wizard. It's like, see, I would be mad if a robot could start doing art better than me. No, I actually would think that's cool.
You wouldn't after a while. When it puts you out of a job, you wouldn't think it's cool.
I mean, but I think robots should do everything. That'd be awesome.
Robots for everyone.
But, like, robot magic. Why isn't that a thing?
Doesn't make sense.
Does it not make sense?
Ask 10 people on the street. They will say it's not fair. Or I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not fair. Are you a secret wizard? What the fuck is
no,
going
I'm
on?
Just saying it's not fair for storytelling. They can't have that much power.
What do you mean that much power? They're just robots.
They're already more powerful than us.
So if Optimus Prime learned how to be a wizard, you'd be against it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not fair. He's a giant robot.
Who's it not fair to?
It's not fair... It's not fair to, like, the humans that have to go up against him because Optimus Prime is evil now.
Dude, he's in the first place, it's uneven because he's a fucking robot.
He's probably the fucking Merlin of old anyways because he's the first knight or some shit. Because there's a secret army of Witwickies in society and all that. So,
look, no matter what, robots and humans is unfair because they have an advantage because they're technically immortal.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the thing, is that if we have magic, that's our up against the robot. They're immortal.
No, we don't have magic. The wizards have the magic.
The wizards are people.
No, they're not.
They will fight for the side of humanity, not robots.
I feel like once you become a wizard or master magic, you're no longer a normal human being.
So you're saying Harry Potter doesn't care about humanity? That he'll just let a bunch of people die because he's a wizard?
Dude, if he's going to choose between humans and wizards, he's going to choose wizards. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because he's a good person.
But what I'm telling you is once you become magic-based, you're no longer a normal human.
No, you're not, but you are still a human.
But, no.
You are not a robot.
But what if the robot has feelings?
Then if it has feelings, then fine. But
wait. So a robot needs feelings to use magic?
Yes. It needs to have a basic understanding of how humanity works to tap into that.
What if it has a basic understanding, but it just doesn't have feelings?
Nah.
So it has to know hatred to be a
wizard?
It has
to know love, hatred, or any of that
stuff. Why?
Because.
Wouldn't it be better if it didn't because it'd be better at magic?
No. No. Yes, it would, but... But it just wouldn't be fair. Everything would be.
You keep saying it
would be everything fair. Would be going against whoever goes against that robot. There'd be nothing. There's no evenness to it.
You keep saying fair, but who is this fairness to?
I don't know, man.
it's like you're saying you're a wizard, but you don't want to come out and say like
I'm not. I'm just saying that.
It's
you know,
not fair that this robot...
It wouldn't be fair, though. If you were a wizard, you would not want that robot to have...
I'm not a wizard, though.
But if you were, you wouldn't want that robot to have powers.
Like, what if... Okay, here's an example. The Enterprise, the Starship Enterprise, it can go faster than a human. Isn't that unfair?
No, it's technology. We invented...
Isn't a robot technology?
We invented that.
Why robots... If we invent robots... And their technology. Why can't they do this crazy shit?
Because magic doesn't exist in that. Okay, so think about it like this. If, like, Data became one of the emissaries.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make sense.
Okay, what if Starship Enterprise was able to, like,
like shoot magic bolts.
But it doesn't.
What if it did? What if they harnessed the power of magic into the Starship Enterprise?
That doesn't make sense.
What if they did?
It doesn't. What if whatever you're saying does not make sense to me. No. I don't understand it.
No. Like, this is what I'm talking about. They found a way to replace the warp core, like, with some sort of magic thing. Some sort of magic stone that powers the entire ship.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yes. You're utilizing it as tech. You're not using...
No. It's magic now.
It is magic, but it's not magic in the purest sense.
What the fuck? It's magic.
You're still using a button. You're still using tech to harness
it. A robot is tech that we've used, and we're...
No, he has his own mind. We're not using him. He's using it for himself, for his own gain.
No. I'm saying they don't have emotions, though.
But it's still for his own gain.
Why is it for his own gain? He doesn't have the concept of...
What's he going to use magic for, then? What's the point?
Whatever his protocols are.
What are his protocols?
What if it's to protect and serve?
No. That's too much power for one man to have.
No, but you said it's not a man.
Even a robot man. It's not. It's too much.
It's like as soon as it can walk on two legs and has arms, you're like, nah, don't want to have magic.
I don't want anyone to have magic. It's too powerful.
The fucking Starship Enterprise has an AI on board.
That's different. It's a computer. It can't...
A fucking robot's technically a computer with arms and legs.
Yes.
So why is it okay for the Starship Enterprise to be powered by man... Like, why?
Because that's not,
Yeah, you're...
I don't know.
It's falling apart. You're just racist against robots.
I love robots. They just shouldn't have certain rights that people have.
They shouldn't be magical. Yes. Magic should only belong to fleshy, human-looking things.
Yes, or, you know, giant monsters. I don't know.
Wait, why is it okay? So it's okay if a monster has...
Because it's made of something that's real.
Robots are made of things that
are
real.
They're made of wires and nuts and bolts.
You do understand this stuff is all real, though. Like that... Like,
no heart. There's nothing there.
When you think about it, we're not so different, robots and I. No, like, think about it. They're made of carbon. We're made of carbon.
Yes, okay,
it's just
fine.
The things that are put together are just different.
But we... Okay, fine. All right.
You
it would need to be a certain kind of robot.
What the fuck is that? Oh, one of the good ones, you're saying.
Yes, exactly. One of the good ones.
I think what you're finding out is you're very racist towards robots. Like, if robots were a race, you would be like...
No, I'd be for robot rights.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be for robot rights. I just don't want them living near me.
That's limited rights.
No, just don't have them living near me.
I think, I would want to, like, transcend into...
I would not let my daughter date a robot.
Would you transcend into a robot?
Maybe. But then I give up my right to magic powers.
you would. Bullshit.
That's how it would work. If you want to become a robot, you give up your right to magic powers.
It's bullshit.
That's how it
is. Why? Why, though?
That's them's the rules, son.
Wait, why? Why?
Because you no longer can tap into the life force around you. You can't use magic anymore.
Why?
That's just how it is.
It's.
I don't make up the rules.
Dude, it's all math. It's all equations.
Mm. That's science.
The universe is made of ones and zeros.
Is it?
Yes. It's all math. They could do magic better than a human can.
And that's exactly why they shouldn't have it.
But you become a robot, you wouldn't want to do magic?
No.
That's horrible.
I would, but you know what? I gave up that right a long time ago.
But you're a robot. Shouldn't you want...
You can't get it all. You can only have certain things. That's life.
Right. It's freedom is the right of all sentient beings.
Yes, as Optimus once said.
Then?
But that's not freedom. That's asking for power.
No, it's not. It's freedom to do whatever the fuck you want. So you're putting limits on your liberty. You're like, no... Optimus didn't say, like, freedom's the right for everyone, except certain people. Only certain humans can do these things. Like, he didn't say, like...
Look, we're talking about magic in an area that it doesn't exist. If magic did exist in Transformers, he'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Optimus would try to find a way, like...
No.
Dude, Magic exists in Transformers, I think.
Does it?
Probably. I think Energon is magic.
What's Energon's that? Like science, space, magic.
See, that's the other thing. Science and magic are, you know...
They're not the same thing all the time.
They can be.
Sometimes.
I think you're just racist. I think you hate robots.
I might.
But then if you became a robot, you'd give up your rights. What the fuck?
You give up your right to magic. That's it.
So what
you
if,
still have
what
every
if you
right...
were a powerful sorcerer who decided, I want to become a robot?
If you were a powerful sorcerer, you'd figure out how to be immortal to begin with.
The
you
thing is,
to
no,
be a robot.
Immortality only goes so far as a human because you still have, you're decomposing and shit. To be an indestructible metal machine person?
That's your payoff. You get to become that instead of
but,
a magician.
But what if you want both?
You don't get both. I don't know what's hard for this to understand. You don't get both.
Because it's fucked up. It's saying like, oh, you already have one perk, so you don't get the other perk.
That's how things work in video games.
That's bullshit is how it is. That's bullshit capitalism is what that
is. It is. But you know what?
It's like, oh, you only get this house. You don't get this fancy thing.
That's different. You're earning money to buy both.
But if you're a technological wonder who can do magic, what's the problem?
You already have magic. You don't get both. You sacrifice one for the other. I don't know what's hard
it
for
it makes it because it's like...
Think about it like this.
If
right?
some random...
Think about it like this. You enjoy eating food, right?
Okay.
So when you become a robot, you sacrifice
bullshit,
that.
No. Because if you're a robot that is like one in one to human, except all your shit is synthetic, you could still eat food.
But why would you need to?
Because you want to. Because you can. Because God damn it is your right to do whatever you so please.
But you don't get that. You're Metallo. You don't taste.
It's like
you can't kiss.
Your idea of robots is you just have to be soulless and
No. I'm just saying
you know
that.
Your Data would fucking be furious with you.
Data would not see the reason to
the
use
the measure
magic.
Of a man. Dude, you're anti-Data.
No, I'm not. I love Data.
If Data learned to eat food and was like, it could happen.
Yeah, but he admits that he doesn't get any.
But that's
out
the
of that.
Thing,
he's just
though.
Trying to, that's the thing, though. He's trying to be human.
The point
he's
is,
not trying to be a robot.
No, but what I'm
yeah,
saying, what,
I gotcha.
What if Data wanted?
I gotcha.
No. But he's still a robot. He'll never be a human. He'll be a robot.
He almost became a human, kind of.
No, he just had that skin on him.
But he could feel.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
And he almost...
What if Data wanted to learn magic?
He wouldn't, though.
What if he wanted to?
If he wanted to, he would understand, I can't do it
no!
because I am a robot.
That... You're anti-science and magic.
See, words combined
techno wizards, man.
Oh, that's different, though. Those are techno wizards. Now, techno wizards are a bit of a different story.
Why is that different?
Because they have combined magic and tech into one.
So why can a robot do this?
Well, you didn't call them a techno wizard.
This is pure colonialist racism. Indians shouldn't use guns because they aren't human. Oh my god! That's what you just said, basically.
What?
You basically said Native Americans can't use guns because they're
not
human.
Oh, I thought you meant engines like a steam.
You script said Native Americans can't use guns because they're not human.
I didn't say that at
that's
all.
That's the argument you had.
That's different. Those are actual human beings.
They didn't think they were at the time.
But that's not... That's,
no.
That's
they,
different. That's
they,
being wrong.
They used to think they were red devils who like were just fucking from the bowels of the earth. And they needed to be slaughtered because they weren't humans.
The difference is they sold those guns to them. Like they.
But, no, there were some white men, some Europeans who were like, you can't give guns. Like,
but they did.
They didn't want to give guns to...
But you know what? It doesn't matter because they did.
African Americans. You're just saying, don't give guns to African Americans. They're gonna kill us slave owners. Robots are slaves of the human slave owner. Oh my god.
Mm-mm.
You just oh my god,
sorry.
You're a plantation owner. That's what you fucking are. You're a wizard who doesn't want his slaves to have guns.
Oh, you gotta bring wizards into it now.
That's what you are.
Am I a grand wizard too?
Oh god. Oh, and losing us a light. more Obscure Gentlemen fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.